I'm Jeremy Shea with KTOO. Former state senator, Juneau mayor, and radio host Dennis Egan died on Tuesday at the age of 75. He was known for his fairness, gruff voice, and mischievous personality. He was well-liked by politicos, colleagues, and his radio listeners. A former House speaker called him the best curmudgeon around.
He said, "Oh, God, it's you."
That's Jesse Keel doing a pretty good impression of his former boss's signature snarl. If Egan greeted you like that, Keel says that's how you knew he liked you.
If you ever walked into his office and he said, "Oh, I'm glad you're here. Please sit down. We have things to discuss." Panic, right? He put people at ease with that gruff manner.
Keel worked for Egan when he was a Democratic state senator representing Juneau, Haines, Skagway, and Gustavus from 2009 to 2018. Keel is also Egan's immediate successor in the seat. They were still in touch, talking political gossip most Tuesdays with a group of friends. Dennis Egan was born and raised in Juneau when Alaska was a territory. His father, Bill Egan, led Alaska's Constitutional Convention in the 1950s, and in 1959 became the new state's first governor. Dennis Egan would have been 11 years old when the family moved into the governor's mansion. He was a prolific mischief maker and prankster.
Sometimes those pranks turned out to be on the front doorstep of a sitting legislator, and then, boy, his father made him make the apologies quite formally.
Egan shared several stories about his childhood in the governor's mansion with Alaska's news source in 2017, including brewing beer in the basement and running a pirate radio station in the attic. Radio turned out to be a big part of Egan's life. In the 1960s, he went to Radio Operation Engineering School and graduated from an Army Communications School. He used his radio skills serving in the Alaska Army National Guard. In the private sector, Egan worked for KINY in Juneau, eventually becoming part owner of the station and its general manager. His gravelly voice became particularly well-known in the region after hosting Problem Corner for decades. That's the station's long-running live swap meet show.
Yeah, he was great at it. There's just no replacing Dennis Egan on that program.
Pete Caron is a retired news director for KINY. In 1989, Egan was elected to the Juneau Assembly. He became mayor in 1995 when then-mayor Byron Mallott resigned to lead the Alaska Permanent Fund Corporation.
What was really amazing is when he served as mayor and he still managed the radio station, he would be forthcoming, accessible, and still make sure that the competition like you guys, the umpire, were treated equally too. I didn't get exclusive because he was the mayor.
In 2009, Egan was appointed to the state Senate after the Obama administration hired away Juneau's sitting senator. In one of Egan's last public speaking engagements as an elected official in 2018, he described his philosophy for getting things done in the often deadlocked Alaska legislature.
We have to be nice to everyone. We have to work with everyone, whether you're an R or a D or, you have to get along, or you don't get anything accomplished. Perfect example is $140 million for SLAM.
SLAM stands for State Libraries, Archives, and Museum, the facility in Juneau that was completed in 2016. Egan had worked for years to secure state funding for it.
You have to get along with people. That's the only way you have at least some opportunity of getting things accomplished.
At the time, Egan had announced his retirement from the Senate and joked that he could get away with saying whatever he wanted to his conservative-leaning crowd.
Oh, what can you do to me? Fire me? I love doing that.
Then he explained why he supported a statewide income tax and reducing permanent fund dividends to support state government. In Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea.